Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. We're going to chop it up and down on today. We're going to get into it, honey, just like collard greens and hot sauce and cornbread, baby. We're going to sop it up. We're going to sop it up. Yes, we are. We're going to sop it up today. Listen, it is Thursday, February 16th, 2023. It is 3:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhagwati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. GumpaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumpaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumpa Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumpa Rum is Steve Shakalaka, 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 boom, 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 yeah. Shut the door and keep on walking, baby. 555 Main Street, Cranberry Liquors. Gumpa Rum will be at Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, Boise, Massachusetts, every Wednesday night, every Wednesday night, 555 Main Street, Cranberry Liquors, Boise, Massachusetts. Free Gumpa Rum every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 555 Main Street at Cranberry Liquors. Thank you, Kara. Thank you, Kara. I really appreciate you dialing that. Now get on back there and sit down. Bring me my Gumpa Rum. Please bring me my Gumpa Rum. Listen, y'all, listen. We're going to get on down into it. I got some saucy bad music on today. Saucy. Just like Betty Boo. Listen, you know like Betty Boo. Y'all know the goddamn Betty Boo. She looks so cute. She be all walking around. Listen, we're going to get into it, baby. Just like Betty Boo, 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 bow, baby. Listen, independent artist David Pulley and independent artist Foster. We're going to get on down, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Engineer, work with me. Come on. Come on. All right. Yes, my darlings, your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, indeed. We're going to get on down into it. Before I get into the music, I want you to do me just a small little favor while you are on Facebook. Yeah, we're on Facebook all day long. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, I got some really hot music from independent artist David Pulley. David Pooley. Let me tell you a little bit about David Pooley. He has a gift of songwriting, and he's had this gift of songwriting long before the world even knew it. Growing up in a family of 11 siblings, music became an outlet for him. David was exposed to the gospel greats, including the works of Andre Crouch, Walter Hawkins, Richard Smallwood, Percy Brady. Beginning at an early age, so David wrote poetry that he used to base to construct his songs. Sensing a need to encourage his passions, his mother sent him and his sister to music lessons. David initially took to playing drums while his sister started playing piano, and he soon started copying what he heard his sister playing during her piano lessons. So the instructor noticed that he informed his mother and had substantial progress. David graduated with his original drum lessons and started instructions on the Hammond organ. He was excellent at playing the organ and quickly elevated to his teacher's assistants. Working with new students, he began playing for his home church at the age of 12. Did y'all hear that? All up in here at 12 years old. So listen, he's naturally talented. He learned very quickly, and he began to play for the church at age 12. I think that is unbelievable. So listen, the first one that's coming up by independent artist David Pooley is Bow to You. Bow to You. Take a listen to this.
Lord, we come before your throne, praying for the nation. Ooh, we know you're God and God alone, hope of our salvation. You do, yeah, when you please to. We know you come through when we need, just when we need. You're so you're so brave.
right, that is Bow to You, that is independent artist David Pulley, Bow to You. Listen, let me tell you, that is David Pulley. I love that song, it was awesome. Listen, we got to bow to him, you know, whether you like it or not, we got to bow to him. Either you choose now to bow to him or you choose later to bow to him and then you get sent on to the other place. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, Bow to You is featuring Ty Sings and the Epoch House Choir. And I mean, they really blowed it out the water. They got an awesome, awesome choir. Lead vocals was just phenomenal, phenomenal. So listen, we need to bow to him for whatever we need in our lives. We got to ask the Lord, ask God. Listen, y'all know I'm a licensed life coach. I know. You get tired of hearing me say it. Trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporting journalist for Fox 32 News. She's no longer there. She trained me years ago. So listen, let me tell you something. At the end of the day, we're going to bow. You're going to bow. So listen, you might as well bow now. Don't bow later. Bow right now to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because you know what? If you bow now, you'll save yourself now. You know, it's all about soul. We got to work on our soul. Listen, let me tell you something. I always try to treat everybody right. I try my darnest. And you know, we are flesh and blood. Sometimes we feel all kind of different kind of ways all up in here. But at the end of the day, you got to try to treat folks right. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, we got to live by the word of God. The word is a lamp unto our feet. Listen, I was listening to a teaching the other day, and they were saying how I was listening to Moody Bible, and they was talking about the scripture, the word is a lamp unto our feet. And I never thought about it this way. Yes, the word is a lamp unto our feet, and it lights our path. But guess what? Because they were explaining, they were breaking it down how the lamp only gives a little bit of light. If you think about a lamp, when you're going camping, you have this little bitty lantern, and it only gives you so much light. So that's the word. God doesn't give you the whole picture all at one time. Listen, if God was to give you the picture all at one time, it would blow your mind. You probably couldn't digest it, and guess what? It would mess you all up. So God's not that kind of God. He's not going to give you the complete picture all at one time. What does he do? He gives you a little bit at a time. It's just like eating your meal. What if you were sitting down eating your meal, and your meal was steak? You had a steak. You had vegetables. You're not going to eat it all down at one time. What are you going to do? A bite at a time, a bite at a time. So what am I saying? I'm saying that God is going to take you a step at a time. And listen, you got to get to step one. And when you complete step one, what does God do? He leads you to step two. And guess what? He ain't going to just leave you there. So listen, you might be at the beginning of your journey. You might be at the middle of your journey. Wherever you are at the journey of whatever you're trying to complete, God is going to take you a step at a time. He's not going to leave you. You might be at the hardest point of your journey. But guess what? God is still there, and he knows. He knows what's happening. He's looking right at you. So listen, my point in telling you this is that lamp is going to give you enough light for you to get to the next step. The light is not going to bright up the whole light, just like Dorothy and Toto. Follow the yellow brick road. It's not like that, baby. Life is not following the yellow brick road, because in The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy had the whole road almost in front of her. So listen, she's going on a dancing up and down the yellow brick road, but that ain't life, baby. That is not real. The road is not going to be all laid out ahead of you like she was going down the yellow brick road. And let me tell you something about this analogy when it comes to the Wizard of Oz. When Dorothy got through following the yellow brick road, where did she end up? Where did she end up? She really didn't end up where she thought she was going to end up. She didn't know where she was going. She was just following the yellow brick road. She had no knowledge of where she was going. So listen, my point is this. When it comes to God and the scripture, and it says the lamp is a light unto your feet, a step at a time. Because guess what? We ain't taking two steps at a time. Life ain't like that. You ain't going to be skipping down the road two or three steps at a time. You're going to go one step at a time. So what? What you're going to do? You're going to bow to him. Right? So the song was Bow to You, independent artist David Pulley, and that's featuring Ty Sings and the Epoch House Choir. They did a phenomenal job up on that. Listen, I got some more music for you. I got independent artist Foster. And Foster, as I told you earlier, he's an IT guy by day and an independent artist by night. I just love it. And this one is Overwhelming Eyes. He puts it together and he throws it down. He sauces it up. So listen, this is Overwhelming Eyes. This is, once again, independent artist Foster Keith, K-E-H-D, Overwhelming Eyes. I want you guys to take a listen to this.
Mm-hmm. dogs, you can keep your love. You can have some too, you just can't get too close. Killing off all my friends, cause they live too slow. Thought they were coming too, and then they missed their dose. Made me go, ghost, made me go. Overwhelmed from being stuck, I need a float. Slipping through their grass, I can't get too attached. I can't get too attached, no, no. Surrounded, I'm drowning, surrounded, I'm drowning. My heart is pounding, I feel it in the air, feel calling.
All right. That was Overwhelming Eyes, Overwhelming Eyes. Listen, let me tell you something. I was listening to the song. I was listening to the lyrics. Guess what? Independent artist Foster says in the song, and part of he says he's grounded. You know what? You're going to be grounded in something. You know what I mean? So listen, you got to choose what you're going to be grounded in. Either you're going to choose what you're grounded in, or life is going to choose what you are grounded in. One way or another, you are going to be grounded in something. So listen, you got to make your choices, and you got to make wise choices to be grounded in something that's going to help you to be productive. You know, and I'm like this. I don't mind. Y'all know I'm transparent. I will tell you everything. So listen, I'm like this. I'm a person that's very proactive. I've got to find the solution. That's just how my mind works. Even being a young lady, being a female, that's how my mind works, solution-based. Mostly men are that way. They have to fix everything. They have to find a solution, but that's just the way I am. I got to fix it. I got to find a solution. I am proactive about finding a solution to whatever the problem is. That's just the way it is, and sometimes, listen, that could be a good thing, and sometimes that could be a thing. Listen, you got to have the wisdom to know what you cannot fix. You hear what I'm saying up in here? And when you do that, God still will deal with you. God deals with us in everything that we go through in life. So listen, sometimes you can have the wisdom to understand what you're supposed to fix, and sometimes you can have the, you know, you're a mess up. If you don't have the wisdom to know to keep your hands off of something, you're a mess up, and you're start doing, trying to fix stuff that you ain't supposed to be fixing. Sometimes you try to fix something that can't be fixed. Then what you gonna do? What you gonna do? When you try to fix something and you can't fix it, then what? You crash and you burn. It's like, oh, my God, that was a hard lesson. So listen. It's almost like Joyce Meyer. I don't know why she comes to mind. It's almost like Joyce Meyer, and she's a minister, and she preaches the gospel everywhere. You know, she gives her life lessons because she's been through a lot in her life, but guess what? She is a phenomenal woman. She's a great teacher. She's a great speaker, and everything she went through in her life, God is taking it now and using it to help millions of people across the globe. How unbelievable is that? But guess what? When she started on her path and her journey, she had no idea that she was going to be one of the most sought-after speakers to come and speak. She goes everywhere. So listen, you never know what you're going through in your life, how God is going to use that to help millions and millions of people. See, listen, they always got this saying, and listen, that your mess is your message. Well, listen, honey, let me tell you something. The part where you're in the mess, honey, that don't feel good, and it doesn't feel good to your flesh, but guess what? It helps millions of people all across the globe, and I'm pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit later on today. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.